United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. On the show this week, we hear from Melissa Hunsberger and William Coleman, who won the 4 and 5-year-old classes, respectively, at the USEA Young Event Horse East Coast Championships, which were held at Fairhill International last weekend. Melissa, who hails from Lovettsville, Virginia, was riding Dawn Erdman's Rule of Thumb, and she joins me now. Welcome to the program, Melissa.
Hi, nice to be here.
Well, congratulations. What a fantastic win for you there in the 4-year-olds.
Thank you. Yeah, it was very exciting, and he was very good, and so I was really happy with the weekend.
Well, you must have a barn name for Rule of Thumb, don't you?
Yeah, we call him Roy.
Okay. Let's tell Roy's story, Melissa. Where did you find him, and how long have you been together?
Yeah, he actually has a kind of a neat story. He was bred by Virginia Tech, and my understanding of the first part of the story is he was sold as a weanling to a gentleman who lived in Middleburg, and there was a group of about 10 horses or so that were turned out in kind of a baby field. And I believe the gentleman passed away, and the horses a little bit kind of got forgotten. And a friend of ours, Chad Keenum, who has Keenum Sport Horses, happened to find kind of an auction notice for these horses, and went to see him and contacted Stepland Sport Horses, which I'm a part of, and said, you know, there's this one in this group, and I think, you know, he's well bred, and I think he'll be a nice type if you want to come out and have a look. So we went to see him at this farm in Thurmont, and he was horribly, horribly thin, and just pretty much about the ugliest horse I'd ever seen. And we saw him in a little rocky round pen. And, you know, we chased him around for a few steps, and I said, you know, I think he can probably really move. And so we decided to go ahead and bring him home. And so then we did, you know, I think he had been started under tack maybe a handful of times. But then, you know, I kind of rebroke him in. And then we did, you know, the in-hand stuff with him. And then Dawn Erdman, her daughter, Leslie, was a working student for Phyllis Dawson when I was working for Phyllis. She contacted me and said, my mom's looking for a horse. Do you have anything? And I said, well, not really. All we have right now are Greenbroke 3-year-olds, and that's probably not what your mom would, you know, is looking for. And Dawn had seen a little snippet I had posted of Roy trotting around before one of his young event horse classes or future event horse classes and said, oh, he's just wonderful. I have to see him. So anyway, she came out. She watched him go. She actually never sat on him. Leslie sat on him for a little bit, and she just fell in love with him. And they're from Alaska, and so they ended up buying him and saying, you know, he's not coming to Alaska. We want to leave him here with you, which I was thrilled about. And so that's how they kind of ended up with him, and that's how I kept the ride on him, which was great.
How old would he have been then, Melissa, when you first saw him?
2, I believe, is when we purchased him.
So what have you been doing with him then since you've got him started?
You know, I've done just a lot of, he's done a couple novice level competitions. So I broke him in, and then we went to Aiken last year and did just a lot of hacking him out and playing over small fences and, you know, just kind of teaching him to be a good horse. He's quite a character. I mean, he really is just a lot of fun to ride. He thinks quite a lot of himself. You know, he's funny because I was saying, like, at the awards presentation where, he's just kind of like, ah, this is no big deal, I'm fine. He's so quiet and well-behaved, but, you know, warming up for dressage or to go jump, he gets all kind of lit up and will buck and play and gets all animated, and all of a sudden his trot just gets bigger and has a lot more suspension. So he's quite smart about when it's time to perform and when people are watching and he should show off. So he's quite fun. He's got a ton of personality, and so it's neat to have him in the barn.
Well, this obviously is a much coveted title to go for, even to make it. Where did you actually qualify?
We qualified at Waradaka earlier in the year, and he got quite a high score there. So we actually just did one qualifying competition for it, and then I took him out and did a couple novice level events to kind of just get him out and expose to different fences and, you know, the competitive atmosphere and such.
So when you arrived at Fair Hill, what did he think to the big occasion?
I went to warm up to do dressage, and, you know, because of all the mud, the lower dressage arena was quite crowded. And, you know, here where we are, there's not a whole lot of people, so I usually ride in the arena with myself or one other. So he's not great about that sort of environment. So I decided to just wait until I was in the final warm-up before the main arena. And I actually ended up excusing myself to a little corner because he just thought it was very exciting and was definitely letting out a few squeals and bucks. So I didn't want to distract anybody else, but actually, you know, and he's like that. When it was time to go in the arena, he really puts his workman pants on and goes to work and was quite good. So he knows when it's time to pay attention and behave, and he knows when he can have a little play. So there's definitely a moment or two where I was like, Roy, you can't fuck me off before I get to go in the ring. Would not be fun. So.
No, so talk us through the competition then, how it unfolded for you and what you really took away from the whole experience, you know, that has informed you what to do next with him.
Yeah, it was great. You know, actually, Dawn Erdman and Mike, her husband, flew in from Alaska on, the competition was Thursday, Friday. So they came in Wednesday night, and their daughter, Leslie, flew in Thursday night from Alaska just to watch them. So it was really neat that the three of them got to be there, you know, to see them go. So that was very exciting. So I was warming up for dressage, and he was being quite playful. But then when I went into the arena, you know, he just went right to work, and, he really does like to show off. He's an amazing mover. He's got a great trot, you know, great canter and a great walk. And, you know, he was just right on task, and, I think he definitely knows when it's time to perform. Even though he's not that old and he doesn't have that much experience, he really is good about going to work. And he scored quite well. And then Jeff, my fiance, he did his future event horse. He was his handler when he won last year at Fair Hill. And so he very kindly stood him up and did the confirmation part for me, which was fun, you know, because he's been kind of a big part of Roy's journey. And and then, you know, he was the highest scoring four-year-old, and I think he was the highest scoring of both the four and five-year-olds, and both the dressage and the confirmation. So he was doing quite well. And the next morning, Dr. Shauna Spurlock, who is a big part of what we do, and I wouldn't be here without their support. She sent me a text and was like, "Are you nervous?" And it was probably the most nervous I've ever been, because, you know, he had scored very well, and he is a very good jumper, and he's great cross country, but I felt a tremendous amount of pressure not to screw it up, you know, because I really knew the horse deserved to win, and he should win, and he is a really great event horse type. And And so it was actually very nerve-wracking for me personally, because, you know, he really deserved great things. And then I, you know, I actually took him out to Hungry's in the morning, and he was just full of himself. You know, he was really kind of feeling fresh, and, you know, normally he'd go outside all night. He'd never been at an overnight competition and in all night long. And so I think he was feeling extra kind of fresh. And so I rode him around a little bit in the morning, took him for a nice long hack, which he enjoyed. And then when I went to jump, he was great. He was really good. There was one moment, there was a fence coming out of the water the first time we ran through it, and it was a feeder. And we actually have pictures of it. You know, at the time, I didn't really know what was happening. You know, the ground was a little bit wet and slick and all, though I did have studs in, maybe not substantial enough. And at the point of takeoff, it was like his hind end just slipped out from underneath him, and he kind of clobbered it pretty good. And, you know, I knew he felt okay. I knew he wasn't hurt, obviously. But, you know, sometimes for a young horse, that sort of stuff kind of rattles him, but not the good event horses, you know. And he just kind of was like, oh, that was kind of odd, you know, and carried right on. And actually, I think it kind of says a lot about him as a young, not very experienced horse to, you know, have a circumstance like that happen. But I really think the good event horses, you know, when things don't go exactly to plan, they have to be able to just kind of put it behind them and get over it and keep on going. And he did. So that was really great. And then the rest of the course rode great.
Well, clearly he's got a fantastic CV already, a winner as a 3- and 4-year-old. What can you tell us about his breeding, Melissa?
He is by royal appearance. He was a son of Riverman. And he's actually the first I've sat on a few Rivermans, but he's the first one that I've been kind of a long time part of that has that bloodline. And I understand that they're usually very talented, but can have quite, you know, quite a personality to them. And I would agree with that. You know, he's definitely not at all in a bad way. He's got a wonderful personality, but he definitely likes to show off. And his mother, his dam sire is across the field, who is actually the sire of the Philip Duttons, the foreman. So it's kind of a fun connection that way. And just, we happened to randomly notice that it turned out his mom is a half sister to the foreman.
So he's sprinkled with a little stardust already, and there he goes home to Virginia, which, of course, is a bastion of fox hunting. Is any hunting on his horizon now as he prepares for his 5-year-old year?
You know, I don't think so. And, you know, I'm ashamed to say that I've actually never hunted myself. So that is that's definitely on the bucket list. I don't know if he'd be the one I'd take out the first time, but I do want to experience it for sure.
Well, it sounds like he would absolutely love going out hunting, from what you say about his personality.
Probably too much.
That would be a fun...
Yes, I think he would enjoy it.
Yeah, that would be a fun ride. So looking ahead now, Melissa, with, as I say, this kind of CV already in his back pocket, what are the plans for him?
Well, you know, he's just 4, and he's actually kind of a late 4-year-old. And I think with some of the warm blood in him, I do actually think he's going to grow some more. I don't think a ton, but I think he has a lot of developing and maturing to do. So I'm not in a huge hurry, you know, to kind of push him up to levels. I feel like that, you know, just because they can doesn't mean they should, you know. And I think that him just kind of, he'll go down Aiken with us. We go down in January through March, and, you know, just kind of getting more life experiences and getting stronger and just more confirmed and all the basics, and just kind of see from there. I think that, you know, definitely the plan now is to come back and to Fairhill next year and have a go with the 5-year-old class and make sure he's prepared and ready for that. And, you know, maybe in next year in the in the fall do a couple training levels beforehand, and just kind of take our time with him. I think he's really, really very special, and so just want to make sure he gets all the time he needs and experiences he needs to make sure he has a great future.
Well, clearly a very exciting prospect for you, Melissa, and a wonderful start to his career. Congratulations again on winning the championship, and the very best of luck with him.
Thank you so very much.
And in the 5-year-old division, William Coleman from Gordonsville, Virginia, brought 3 horses, and it was with Vagabond de Chandu that he took the title. Will, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, congratulations. What a fantastic week for you. You have 3 horses, and they all go supremely well in that 5-year-old division. You must be thrilled with them.
I am. They all were great. I was really, really proud of each one of them.
Let's talk about the horse that you won with, Vagabond de Chandu. How did he come into your life?
To be honest, he came through kind of a dealer in France named Geoffrey Debu, who I was introduced to by a contact in England, Arthur Dufort. And he put me in touch with Geoffrey the fall of 2013, so last fall. And I did a big trip, probably spent 2 weeks going all over France and Spain and Ireland, and just kind of combing those countries for horses. And I met Geoffrey, and he showed me a few horses, and I didn't really particularly take a liking to any. I think I actually tried to buy one, but it didn't pass the vet. And I told him kind of what I was looking for. I said, if you find something, you know, call me. And he sent me this video in March of this year of a 5-year-old thoroughbred horse that he thought was quite nice. And I remember I was driving to Southern Pines, I think, Carolina International, and Katie and I were in the car, and I was looking at the video, and I just couldn't stop watching it. I said, Katie, I got to have this horse. And he had some other people that were coming in to try it, and it was going to go to a young event horse class in France that weekend, and I just knew it wasn't going to stay around long. And I called him up and set up a vetting, and I had no idea how I was going to pay for it. And my group, KBLB Event Horses, which is a little consortium that buys prospective young horses for me. They nabbed it, and anyways, we've been thrilled with it ever since, basically.
And how's
sight unseen. He is AQPS, so he is French thoroughbred blood, bred for steeplechase, and his bloodlines are pretty amazing, actually. He's Secret Singer, which is, and then the dam side is, I believe, Loops Antique, but both are kind of really good distance turf horses, just really quality blood. You kind of see him speckled all over, good Irish and English racing pedigrees. So I think that he was bred, extremely well, obviously bred to race, but never really had any starts. So we were lucky in kind of finding him, and, we took a chance on him, but so far it seems to be working.
What caught your eye about him then? You know, you obviously were convinced that it was a horse you must have, but from that video, what stood out for you?
Well, it's hard to say. Obviously, being a thoroughbred in and of itself is attractive, but you could just tell the horse had tremendous elasticity in all his gaits, all his joints bent the right way. He was very naturally balanced, a very ground covering stride, lovely mover without being kind of, ridiculously fancy. He was just a great model. And then when you watched him jump, he had kind of a ferocity about the way he went to the fences without being rude. He had a lot of self-confidence. And I just thought he looked like a beast. And I loved him. He had a great eye, super look. And I just, I don't know. It was love at first sight. And anyways, we kind of moved quickly to organize a vetting, and everything else is kind of history. But he was just a lovely type. That's all I can say. And he looked to have wonderful temperament.
And what had he done in France before you got him, Will? And what did you do with him since you acquired him before you got to Fair Hill?
Well, he hadn't done anything in France. He was, like I said, he was kind of getting ready to go and contest a French 5-year-old class, kind of the equivalent of their young horse qualifier type deals. So he got here, and to be honest, I thought they sent the wrong horse. When he got here, he looked like a weedy 2-year-old. I think the trip had just really beaten him up. You know, it's probably the first time he'd ever really traveled anywhere, and he just lost a ton of weight and looked like hell. So first thing I did when he got here was really just panic. I told Katie I thought I'd made a horrible mistake, and I said, let's just turn him out and see if we can get some weight on him and get him looking better. And she kind of reassured me that she thought he would be fine. Sure enough, in 4 or 5 weeks, he looked great again. And we started riding him, and then once you put him into training, he was just so beautiful to ride we've loved him ever since. So he had a first 2 months who were very quiet, and we just kind of trained at home. And then I took him to a young event horse qualifier at Wiradjaka, and that's where he qualified for the championships. And I think after that, he ran a couple training level events kind of straight off the bat and was really good. I think he placed in the top three at both. And he's been competitive at every event, but I don't really care so much about that. He's just given me a wonderful feeling in all three phases. And he's got a long way to go, but I think he's got all the right attributes.
Well, obviously, that's a great feather in his cap to have. What will you do with him over the winter and into the spring season then, Will, now?
Well, the big thing is not to do too much, I think. Katie does most of the flat work riding on him at home, because he's not the biggest horse in the world. He's only about 16'2", and I think he's still got a lot of muscling up to do. So I'm obviously a lot heavier than Katie, and I don't want to put too much pressure on the horse. So she does most of the work with him at home. I jump him and compete him and do a bit of cross-country schooling here and there. But I just want the horse to get strong. I think he'll more or less keep ticking over at some training level events through, you know, kind of, he's going to do one more this fall, and then he'll probably start there again in the spring. And I think by next summer, maybe late spring, he'll be ready for preliminary level, but I think he'll stay there kind of for most of the year. And, maybe by the end of his 6-year-old year, he might think about a 1-star, but I'm going to take my time. I think he's one that is worth waiting for. And, like I said, I really want him physically to mature.
Well, you obviously have two more right behind him that are also worth waiting for. Butch Cassidy, who you finished 8th with, Will, tell us about this horse.
Butch Cassidy is a Spanish-bred horse, actually. And I found him on the same trip where I went to France last fall. He was bred by a breeder who's just outside of Madrid and actually runs a riding club there. Butch Cassidy won the Spanish equivalent of the 4-year-old event horse class. He's actually a relative of Twizzle's. They share this. Twizzle's father is Butch Cassidy's grandfather. So he's by a stallion that's by Argentinus, who's Twizzle's dad. And then he's got, on the mother's side, a tremendous amount of blood. He's basically French on the mother's side, and a lot of thoroughbred there. So he's got, I would say, a good pedigree for our sport. And he's a much stronger-looking horse, but he's got a bit more warm. He's obviously got some warm blood in him, so I think he's physically still and mentally maybe a bit more immature than Vagabond. He's an amazing athlete. I think he's probably the best. He'll be, I think, the best on the flat out of the group. And then I think his jump is also quite good. He's a good galloper. Got a great stride to him. And I've had him for longer, so he's maybe a bit farther along. But I too think he's probably gonna be, you know, slow to mature. He'll probably do a prelim at the end of this year, just because I think he's ready to do that competitively, and I think it probably be good for him in some ways to kind of get that under his belt this year and then kind of have a good winter off. But I think he's a nice horse. He's got all the right ingredients. Like I said, I think mentally just a bit more immature, but physically he's a stunning model.
What does he have on his CV at the moment then, Will?
He's done a host of training level events. I got him at the end of last year. I think he actually came down to Aiken on the 1st of January. He's done training level, basically started in March, I think, and has done kind of probably 6 or 8 training level events along with these young horse classes. He's done very, very well. I think he's won several times. But again, the placings to me don't really matter so much. He's gotten braver and braver and starting to take to the cross country more and more. The 4-year-old events class in Spain is I think actually quite hard. It's quite a bit more than our 4-year-olds do here. I mean, they really jump around a serious cross country course and they go very fast. And I think in a lot of ways it might've been too much. And I think this horse needed some time to just kind of chill out about the sport. It had been kind of, I think, a little bit maybe overwhelmed him. And I think he now is starting to look and feel very, very comfortable about what he's doing. And so I'm happy with that. I think he'll probably move up to preliminary at the very beginning of next year and probably maybe even do a 1-star next spring.
Well, right behind him, of course, less than a point difference with your other horse, Cooley, off the record. Is he from the Cooley string?
He is, yeah. Richard and I, I've gotten several horses off Richard. He's a friend of mine and obviously he's got a great reputation as a horse seller in Ireland. I know he works very, very hard to find and produce young horses from all over Ireland. So I was on a trip there in January and saw this horse. Augie Vetterino is a friend of mine, and I kind of are partners on the horse. He was pretty raw. He's just out of the hunt field, basically, when I looked at him. He was a great jumper. He just had a wonderful jump. Like, the way he came off the ground, I just loved it when I tried him. He's a good stamp of a horse, got good bone, looks a bit Irish. You know, he's got that kind of coarseness to him, but still a lot of quality in his gallop. And a lovely mover to boot. He's probably, I would say, just the least trained of the horses so far. He hadn't done a whole lot when I got him, and I think most of what had been done had been pretty Irish, you know, kind of a bit of hunting, a bit of this and a bit of that, but not a lot of flat work. So that's been kind of our focus for most of the summer, was just trying to kind of put foundation on him. And he's responded well. Again, I think he's another one that there's no reason he can't go to the top of the sport. He just kind of needs to be produced the right way and take our time where we need to. But he's a lovely type. I'm lucky. I took 3 very nice horses there.
And all with very different backgrounds too. Such variety there, Will.
Well, yeah, I think, I don't know how realistic it is to think that you're going to be able to find them all in one fell swoop in one place. And I think I go on these trips, I go with the expectation of not finding anything. I think about how many horses I looked at last year. It's probably well over 200 horses. And, we've bought a handful. So, we're trying to come up with a system of creating our own kind of supply line for horses. And we've got, KBLB and people like Augie are big players in that, and they understand the need to produce them and to kind of have some depth in what you're doing, because eventing can be an uncertain game at times. So I think if we can continue to kind of execute this kind of plan over the course of the next 3 to 5 years, I think we're going to put, the kind of depth in our barn that the likes of William and Andrew and people like that have overseas, and that's the idea. We have good events here and, a lot of great things about training horses in North America, and there's no reason that we can't produce either young horses bought abroad or best case scenario would be young horses that were bred and put on the ground here. So we want that to be a big part of our upper level string down the road, and that's the idea.
You mentioned that Cooley off the record had the potential to go all the way to the top. Do you feel the same about the other two? I mean, these are 4-star horses in the making. I guess that's your hope.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that this 3 in particular, I think they do have, I guess there's nothing in my experiences with them that would deter me or make me think that they can't, put it that way. They've got all the jump. They have the gallop. the good movers and their temperaments are, they lend themselves to being trained. And I think that the training is really, I think, what creates a 4-star event horse. I think these three and some of the others that we have in the barn, they have the minds that are going to let them kind of be trained. And as long as they stand up to the sport, I think that they have a really, really bright future.
Well, obviously you've got a good stable of young horses here, and with those credentials, that will stand them in good stead. Well, congratulations on being placed so highly and winning that 5-year-old championship at Fairhill.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Appreciate that.
And you'll find a full report, plus photos and complete results of the East Coast Championships on our website at useventing.com. The West Coast Future Event Horse and Young Event Horse Championships will take place during the Galway Downs International Horse Trials, to be held in Temecula, California, from October 30th through November 2nd. And a reminder that this podcast is available for download from the iTunes Store to your smartphone podcast apps. Until the next time, thank you for listening and enjoy your eventing.